This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. Great to be with you on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia, 97.9 ESPN Radio, Tallahassee Sports Monster, 107.5 Alive, and Rhythm Mix Radio. We have Tennessee Titans superstar running back Derrick Henry on the show, so stay tuned. You'll hear my conversation with Derrick coming up. As you could tell from our intro music, this is our Christmas episode.
Yay, Christmas.
I love Christmas. Christmas is different this year. It's very different for everyone around the world because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But ultimately, Christmas to me is joy.
Yes.
Right? Christmas to me is merry. Right?
It's
merry.
Amazing.
It's about
Jesus.
It's hope.
Yeah.
It's hope in Jesus. It's hope in our Savior's birth.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I want to talk about that today because I know that Christmas can be a time of depression for a lot of people.
Mm.
A lot of people maybe who've lost loved ones around this time of year, they're missing their loved ones, or maybe they're going through some difficulties, and so many people are going through so many difficulties
right
this year because of everything that's happened, and people have lost their jobs, and people just, you don't know where your next paycheck's coming from.
Right.
Maybe you don't know what's happening. And I think that it's starting to turn a corner a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we see that the vaccine potentially is coming, and for those who are going to take it and whatever that may look like. But I want to remind everyone, even though you may be depressed or maybe going through some tough times, there is hope in Christmas because there's hope in Christ.
Yeah.
And he was born so we live. He died so we live joyfully.
Right. You know, this year more than ever, the Christmas story makes a lot of sense. In a way that if you go back and watch the whole thing and think about it and read about it, Jesus came and was born in a manger, right?
Mm.
Hope came in the most devastating way. Hope came in the most weird way. Hope came in a way that we're not expecting, and hope came in a way that nobody would ever thought hope would come this way. Well, this year more than ever, this whole scene makes a lot of sense.
You think about that scene.
Yeah. This whole scene makes you think, man, that's right. This is Christmas. This is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
This is Christmas. Hope is coming in a way that's very different. Hope is coming in a way that we never thought would possibly come this way. And hope is going to come in a way that you don't expect. That is hope. That is Jesus right there. He came in a way that nobody ever anticipated. And in the most helpless way, too. A baby is the most helpless thing ever. Mm-hmm. And he came as a baby. Now, more than ever, we're all helpless. And we're all hopeless sometimes because we're like, what's going to happen? What's going on? How is this going to end up? How are we going to get out of this? How are we going to persevere? And Jesus is saying, well, y'all, I came this way. I came in the most helpless way ever. I came as a baby. And I can do this. Just stick by me. I can do this. Because there is nothing more incredible than how Jesus came to earth. That story has every... I mean, if you think of every obstacle out there...
Yeah.
If every situation that could go wrong,
it went wrong. You're making me think of the manger scene now and the beauty of the manger scene.
Yeah.
And we saw it last week in Florida for the first time, like, outdoors on a bay, like a manger.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before in my life because I've always spent Christmas
like
around
size,
here.
Like,
right? It was a life-size manger scene right there on a bay. But you think of the nativity scene and the manger...
Mm-hmm.
And the wise men coming to visit Jesus.
Right. I was,
and, you know, you got the animals.
Right.
And you're right there.
It's the filthiest, most disgusting place, most helpless place, most hopeless place ever. And he chose that. God chose that for a reason. You know, everything under the sun, he knows it. It doesn't matter how many years from now, he knows it. And he knows we're going to come to a day, we're going to come to a year where nothing's going to be flashy anymore. presents are not going to come the way that they're usually come. Hope is, it's not going to be about looking good, dressed up in heels and looking somewhere, like going places and doing things and drinking and what. It's not going, there's going to come a year where we're going to look back and say, wow, this is what this is really all about.
And that's how
hope
it started.
Hope in hopeless places. That is this season. That is Christmas. It's hope in hopeless places. And you know, I shout out to The Chosen because I was watching their special. Mm-hmm. And wow, they did a wonderful job with that scene. It really, I was crying like a baby because it was like.
Now I got to go watch it. Wow. Where was I when you were watching that? I was at the Eagles game, right? Was that Sunday? Eagles Saints game.
Shout out to them if you just check it out because they do a wonderful job. Everything is free for that. Like mm-hmm. they do free
episodes. You watch
The
Chosen, okay? And you can watch it right online. How do you watch that?
This is just on your phone. I just watch it on my phone on
is it
the
on
app.
Facebook or
I watch it on
or they
Facebook.
Have an app.
Yeah, they have an app. It's called The Chosen. This is not a plug for them. Like, well, this is all like, you know, I just me personally, I watched it. And I thought I was so impressed. It was so beautiful, and watching that scene,
they highlighted that scene really well.
Whoa, it was incredible. They did an incredible job, and wow, to be in that moment.
So you didn't tell me
you
were going to talk about that. Now I should have watched it before we discussed it.
Yeah, it just came to me because I was like, I just remember that scene, how hopeless everybody was, and you know the whole city. So you have to imagine the whole city was looking for a savior. The whole city was trying to figure out how we're going
to
get out of this.
And nobody expected a savior to be born this way.
Yeah, in a manger from someone that, like, you know, a little girl, you know, Mary. And just a traveler, tired, sick, exhausted, have nowhere to go. She had nothing to her name. She didn't even have water to drink. This is the most hopeless situation. You know,
and from that, the savior of
the
world
came,
was born. And isn't that,
it's incredible.
Isn't that give you so much hope and encouragement that no matter your situation, mm-hmm. no matter what you were born into, right?
Right.
No matter what you were told, mm-hmm. no matter what your parents may have said about you, maybe you didn't have the best home life. Right. Maybe you didn't have the best home situation. Maybe you came from a single parent family or a no parent family.
Right.
You know, no matter what it was, no matter what your boss said to you last week, mm-hmm. no matter what, how many times you've been turned down for a job, especially in this season, in this year when it's been so difficult, there is hope.
Yeah.
Like there is so much hope in Jesus Christ. There is so much hope in our Savior being like Jesus, the story of Christmas, as you just detailed how he was born into what looked like a hopeless situation. Jesus really lived.
Yeah.
And he lived a life that we should want to try to emulate because he showed us the way. He was the perfect example. But then Jesus really died. Yeah. And he died a death that was reserved for us because that's the death that we deserve because we're all sinners. But he did it. And he took it on for us. And that happened in history. And the Bible recorded all the things that he did. There were eyewitnesses and accounts of everything. And we can read about all of his teaching and his parables. And we then read about his death. And we believe in his resurrection. We celebrate that at Easter. But that doesn't happen if it doesn't start with Christmas and celebrating his birth.
Right.
Because that's where it all begins.
That reminds us, too, that hope doesn't come in packages that we think is going to come in. Hope comes in the most different packages ever. Hope comes in a way where you know for a fact, you see the facts in front of you. The fact is the doors are closing, mm-hmm. the windows are no longer there, and all of a sudden, God just cracks the wall open and makes a way for you. That is hope. That is what we believe in. That is Christ. That is Jesus. And Christmas reminds us of that. Christmas reminds us that don't give up. No matter what you see in front of you, don't give up. Don't just sit there, crawl in a little fetal position and say, I'm done. Like, I've tried everything. Keep hope alive because when you keep hope alive, the package is going to look so different. God is going to deliver something to you from someone. Sometimes it's someone you can't stand. And that person comes along and just gives you something and that's, or a thought. Sometimes God thinks of ways through your thoughts to actually get you to work on something else. Sometimes God closes the door on a job to get you to start a business.
Yeah.
God starts, it gives you a hope that way to give you, hey, you have so much potential. You buried yourself in this position. You buried yourself in this job. And you have so much more potential out there. So he closes a door to open another one. or he sends you a person that with a check that says, like, here you go. Like, I want you to just do something with that money. Like, that's how God does things. He doesn't do it in our little limited thinking.
Right? It's not the way we think. Yeah.
He came as a baby for that reason, you know?
I'm thinking of some of the most joyful Christmas songs.
Yeah, and
as you're talking about that, I'm just thinking of the joy that, like, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Mm-hmm. And I had to pull up the lyrics because it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Yeah. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth, peace, mm-hmm. peace on earth. And I talk about peace so often and where I found my peace in Christ. And we're all searching for peace.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we search in different ways. We think peace will come through if we have financial security, if we have a family, if we have children, if we have, well, whatever material possessions that we like, if we are debt free, if we have this, there's so much that we attach to peace, yeah. right? We attach so much. I can gain my peace if, I will get my peace if, but first I need this, this, that, and the other. But Christ is peace.
Yeah.
And we don't need all of those attachments. We don't need all of those other things that we think we have to put before we achieve that peace. He came to give us peace, peace of mind, peace of heart. And glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all the nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem, hark the herald angels. Like, I love that song. I love what it means. I love what it stands for. And this is a time where when you think about all that you may have gone through in 2020, mm-hmm. and as we approach this holiday season, this Christmas season, think of the hope. Think of the Savior being born. Think of what that means and what we can do because of Him.
Right.
You have a verse there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have Psalm 1:3. Mm-hmm. Before I read it, I guess I need to tell our listeners why I'm reading that verse.
Okay.
So yesterday before this, we had a
beautiful
blizzard.
Snowstorm.
Quite a blizzard out there. It was really interesting.
I'm doing this show because I'm trying to put off hoping that maybe the sun can melt the snow.
Right.
Maybe
I don't want
to go out there and shovel yet.
It's pretty cold. But right before that blizzard hit, me and the girls went outside to, like, you know, do a couple things in the backyard. And I noticed that one of my potted plants were actually, it was blooming. It was mm-hmm. really strange because it's not a winter plant or anything like that. It was just one of those, like, plants that I've planted in the summer, and everything around it is dead.
It's supposed to look like withered up branches right now.
It's not supposed to be green.
The one next to it's dead.
The other one that is exact plant is dead, except that one. And I'm like, this is so weird. But then all of a sudden I heard this little voice, and I was like, whoa, it spoke to me. It's just saying, like, you're supposed to prosper regardless of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, this is incredible. And I took a picture of it because I was like, whoa, how is this thing green? How's everything around it just completely dead? And this thing is prospering in the dead of winter, right before a blizzard. And I took a picture of it. And then God reminded me of Psalm 1:3. That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So whatever you do prospers, regardless of what's happening around you. And that reminded me of that, because sometimes we misread the season. We misread what God is doing. We think since everything around us is collapsing, since everything around us is going crazy, then we also should just stay put, not think of anything, not do anything, and just surrender to the season, surrender to what's happening around us. But God is reminding me and all of us that regardless of the season, regardless of what's happening around us, the season, which is winter right now, doesn't mean anything to God. It doesn't mean anything. It just, it's winter. But it doesn't mean death. It doesn't mean surrendering. It doesn't mean that you should stay put and just sit in your house and do nothing and not work on anything or not prosper in any way. That plant reminded me that regardless of what's happening, regardless of what I see with my eyes, the heavenly realm is saying prosper. The heavenly realm is saying, wow. No, stay That's green, good. My friend. Yeah. Stay green. And I'm going to supply you. Like, how is this plant getting watered? I have no idea because I don't water it. How is this plant surviving? How's this plant, like, looking great? I don't know.
When
I have
others,
no idea.
The others, that it, the one just like it, it's dead.
It's dead. It's completely dead. Everything around it is dead. Not in the same pot, in different pots around it. It's right. completely dead. So they have the same exact weather, same exact water supply, same exact rooting system, but for some reason, this one is prospering. That tells me something, you know. That tells me if you're planted by the, if you're planted in God, if you if your water supply is Jesus, if your rooting system is the Holy Spirit, you got this.
Girl, you're gonna prosper.
Yeah, you're getting.
That's
you're gonna
good though.
Because I
good.
Love planting
That's
stuff.
So, true.
So it's very true, and yeah. I think we need to remember that. We absolutely need to remember that every single day. What is your root system? What are you hooked up to? What is your water supply? What's going on with you? And yeah. if you got that, you're going to prosper. And I'm not saying like bank account prosper. I'm saying in every area of your life prosper. In every area. God will see you through. He will get you to where you need to go. And he will get you through the seasons, regardless of the actual season that you're going through. Because, you know, not everybody's, you know, suffering. But everybody has a problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? What is
yeah,
the problem?
Yeah, I think we equate
you know
suffering.
I mean?
A lot right. of times we equate suffering with sickness and illness
yeah.
or struggling financially, right?
Yes.
But sometimes you can be completely physically healthy.
But your mental health is
right.
acting up
and we've
or
talked
something's
about
going
that
on.
Recently.
Or,
and you can have yeah. all the financial stability you
mm-hmm.
need, yet you're still suffering internally.
Have a depression or
yeah, it happens.
Something's
to,
going on. Yeah,
there's no you know limits.
Family issues,
right?
Whatever
stuff can happen. You know? Yeah, you can, and then sometimes it's self-inflicted.
Yes,
you can have the best
oh,
family
yeah.
situation,
right.
A great job, be set for life,
yeah.
and
but you have like a self-esteem problem,
yeah,
or a confidence problem,
or you're doing stupid things,
or doing stupid
right?
things, yeah.
You're running around, or you're partying, or, right. or whatever it may
yeah,
be,
whatever. Yeah.
So I think you know
but the enemy attacks in different ways.
That's
is what you're saying.
That's the truth.
He attacks. He knows your weakness, so
he's
he plays
attack.
On your weakness. Whatever your weakness is,
yeah.
whatever if your weakness like a shopping addiction, you're gonna play on that. If you're weak, you know he used
Speaking
to attack
from experience,
me. Yeah, he used to attack me on that. Like, oh, look at this shiny object you wanted.
You were never
don't
really
you?
That bad.
I wasn't
you know,
that bad.
I gotta go.
But
I got
like,
it because you portrayed that and we played it up on TV and all that stuff. But you were never really that bad.
Yeah, no,
you
like,
were
I didn't
never
have, like a
you
problem.
Never. But. Yeah, you were. Never this everything that you played that character that you played on
yeah.
TV that really was just a blown up exaggeration of
right.
you know
I mean do I love shopping yes
yeah doesn't
you know,
everybody
it doesn't,
I mean a lot
who
of people
doesn't,
do
you know what I mean but am I much better now yes because I feel like you really have to steward what God gave you and you mm-hmm. have to be you know you have to put other things before like shiny objects because that's just not right. You know, you have to really, it, like, to me, I feel like blessings and mm-hmm. blessing other people and doing, like, different things for the future or whatever, that to me is more of something that I'm interested in.
And that's what I
want to
talk
else.
About a little bit for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Because Christmas is a time also of gift giving. And
yes.
I think it's different, though, and we probably talked about it last year mm-hmm. on the show, but your Christmas, the way you grew up celebrating in Egypt, is different than the way I grew up celebrating
yeah.
here. How was it for you growing up?
My Christmas back home in Egypt was very, very different. Things were really different. We actually don't do gift exchange whatsoever. This is not something like
not
we
even
do.
The kids, no
not
one?
Not even the kids. The kids only get money and a brand new outfit from head to toe.
So you get something.
So you get
some money and
but,
you get an
but
outfit.
But I think it's to me, I feel like it put emphasis more on a family
okay.
and put emphasis more on like getting together than like what am I gonna get?
So
like,
what,
you know what
I mean? Was
like,
the
toys wise?
What was the was there a celebration Christmas Eve?
Yeah, so celebration at Christmas Eve, you go to church.
Mm-hmm. Midnight mass, or did you not have that? Or midnight
no,
church
we,
service?
I brought
or
a Protestant,
or
so
like
it was just morning. You just go in the morning, Christmas Eve.
Look at me. I still say, like, I'm 36 years. I still have that in me.
We don't have mass. We just have
service.
So you just go to that and you hang out. And the emphasis all on, like, getting, you know, like, nails done, hair done, you know, looking cute, getting all, like, ready, getting your outfit ready.
I mean, like, even as a kid, even as a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, this is...
This is what you do. Okay. Well, you don't have to get your hair done. Or, but, like, you know,
don't have it at
we
four.
All had curly hair, so straighten it was, like, the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So mom would do that for my sister and I, like, get all, like, fresh and whatever. And we sometimes go out and, like, buy our Christmas outfit that day or the day before. And then Christmas morning, you wake up, you put your outfit on, you get all, like, cute, and you hit, like, everybody's house, like your aunts, uncles, your grandparents.
So you don't go to church service on Christmas Day? You go Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve and Day.
You do go, like, again, Christmas Day?
Yeah, Christmas Day, too. But then, but that happens, I think it was in the afternoon service, if I recall. And you hit, like, everybody's house, and they give you, you don't get, like, a whole lot of money or anything. I mean, that's not, at least not in my family, because we weren't rich or anything. But, like, you get, like, a decent amount of money.
Oh, so every house you go, like, you go to your,
like
your aunts, cousins,
uncles,
and
like
aunts.
20 bucks, 30 bucks, you know, everybody gets you, like, something. Yeah, it's not bad, you know, it adds up.
Oh, okay, but they give you something. So
they give you something, but
it's not toys, it's not, okay.
But you're not supposed to take it and do anything stupid with it. You're actually supposed to take it and save it. So the emphasis was also, like, saving. So
is this specifically your family, or
no,
is this, like, the Egyptian culture?
That's just a culture. I don't know if anybody that would get toys. That
really?
We don't know.
So it's not like you went to school after you had a Christmas break, I would imagine, right?
No, because it's a Muslim country. See if you remember that. Like, the emphasis is not
right.
on. Yeah,
wow,
so you take,
right.
you actually take one day off if you're a Christian.
They allow that.
They do allow that, but sometimes they would mess. They will mess with you and put, like, a testing date in that date, and then some kids would have to go get tested and then come back, which was really
take
messed
a test?
Up. Yeah.
What do you mean testing? Like scholastic testing, or like
you know how they do, like, those state testings here?
Yeah.
So back home, they have, like, tests. You know, and the
oh wow,
they would
and,
like,
and they, sometimes it would be like
on purpose.
On
they
the
would
25th.
Put it on. Yeah, they would. Well, we used to celebrate January 7th for some weird reason. I don't know, but okay. It's like a Greek way, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. But anyways, you get one day. You get one day off,
wow.
And there is no.
That's
take a whole lot of breaks.
That's interesting. So but,
yeah.
for it was different for us. It was obviously different because we grew up. I grew up here in. In the city of Philly.
Yeah.
So, and we had a lot of family around. We had, I've said this before, I don't know if people remember, but I got 53 first cousins. So
yeah,
I haven't met
of
all
peeps.
Of them. They're scattered across every continent.
Yeah,
but
lot.
Growing up, there were several families all within in Philly.
Right.
So we had a Christmas Eve dinner at one house hosted, Christmas Day at another.
Mm.
Then again, New Year's Eve was at one house, and then New Year's Day at someone else. So there were four big family gatherings in that 1 week span. And, you know, we didn't go crazy or overboard with the gifts. We weren't, but we always, you know, we exchanged gifts. And on Christmas Eve, you would exchange some gifts, right?
Oh, okay.
And then on Christmas Day, you would do another one.
Yeah.
And that was, but it's evolved for me and it's changed for me. And now our way of doing it, you and I and the girls, is completely different, obviously, than what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And you've started, which is really cool, over the last, like, 5-6 years or whatever it is. I love how you make awesome food all the time. And by the way, stay tuned for Remy's or you got a cookbook, an ebook coming out.
It's
really
all my favorite
soon.
Recipes, the recipes we eat
this
basically weekly.
This is the best
weekly.
Part because you have been updating it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been nonstop updating it, tweaking it.
Yeah.
And I get to be the beneficiary of that because you're making me all these awesome meals every day. So thank you for
that.
Yo,
he'll be eating like the model plate. Okay.
I am getting
he eats the model plate.
I eat the model plate, the picture. I get it. So that's pretty cool. I appreciate that. But that's going to be coming out soon. But every year on like Christmas Eve, you like to make us a special,
yes,
a special
that's my
dinner.
Favorite time.
You like, and we just keep it. Especially this year, we're going to just keep it just the four of us.
It's always just the four of us Christmas
Eve. Yeah, Christmas Eve has been for a while just the four of us. And,
right.
And we have it. And we like doing that, spending that time with the girls. And then on Christmas Day, we see my family. Yours has moved. So last year we were there in Florida. But it's different. But what we're trying to impress upon our children, and not doing a very good job of it right now, is it ain't about what we're buying you.
They're seven.
Yeah. It's not about what we're buying you. It's about what you're doing for others. And we did this for several years, and this year we didn't do it. Maybe we should have. And that was gather toys, collect toys, and we probably should have. And we still have.
We actually have a lot of toys to give away.
We still should. And I think we should find a way to go do that. That'll be really
cool. If you
guys
know, please head us up and let us know.
Yeah, we've done through Children's Hospital. We've done through Camden Rescue Mission. We did it through Angels of God, who I think they've tweaked their name a little bit, what they do. And that they're terrific organization in Pittman, New Jersey that started, and they just help families. So that's something that we've done, and we like to impress that upon our girls. Is it's not about like, you know, how many, what doll do you want and what toy do you want.
You forgot the best part about what we do Christmas Eve.
Oh, we have the cake.
Have a cake.
Yeah.
It says happy birthday Jesus, and
love
we
that.
Sing
love
happy
that.
Birthday to Jesus.
Gotta go order that again.
Yes, with the candles and everything. We do
BJ's
that every
makes ours,
day.
Right? We take I take a nice picture of the manger scene, take it to BJ's, give it to them. They make it every year. The girls love to sing happy birthday.
We like legit to Jesus. Do a birthday Jesus.
It's
like,
awesome.
With the plates and everything.
It's awesome. And as we're talking about that, like I'm looking right here at this picture of them.
I know.
In my office here, my studio office, that's the one right there in front of me is their first birthday.
I know.
Right?
I keep looking at it. It's so cute.
And then you think about that, and then you think about the hope.
Yes.
Right? When a child is born. And we go back to what we were talking about with you, like when Christ was born, all the hope that surrounded it, all the excitement that surrounded it. All of here is the Savior.
Yeah.
He is born. He has come to life. Mm-hmm. And he's going to live this life. And people had waited for how many years and how many years. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're listening to the show, and maybe you're listening to the show for the first time, and you're waiting for a sign, or you're waiting for something to change the course of your year, to change the course of everything that's happened to you, and maybe you're looking for something to help you in a little way. And I want to tell you that that help, that hope, that inspiration, that encouragement, that motivation, all of that, it comes in Christ Jesus. It comes in what he did for us, what that means. Like he lived this life that we really want or should try to emulate. And I ain't ever, ever going to live as perfectly as him. But I'm never going to stop trying.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. Like, I'm never going to stop trying. I'm never going to be like Jesus, but I never want to stop trying.
That's right.
And as I...
You do a good job, though.
And as I fail on a daily basis, I know that I'm forgiven.
Yeah.
He's accepted that. And I think sometimes maybe we feel like whatever I've done in the past or wherever I've come from is such a dark place that there's no hope or there's no way out or there's no way that I can turn it around. And it's so dark. It's so deep. It's way beyond that point. And the truth is, that's not the case, because Jesus offers you that hope. He offers you that encouragement. He offers you everlasting life.
Yeah, he makes a way where there seems to be no way. That's his specialty.
It's all done. You're all forgiven. Everything.
Yeah.
And that's why I get so excited around Christmas. I'm like, there's so much hope. There's so much excitement. There's all of that in Christmas Day. So no matter how you celebrate it, no matter what you do, think about that. Think about the hope. I want people to reflect upon that, because we need it more than ever this year, in this year of 2020. I know it's turning the corner. People are going, oh, it's almost over. We're 10 days away, 11 days away, whatever the math is. New Year's is going to be cut, and then it's going to be 2021.
Yeah.
Things are going to change.
Let's hope so.
I hope some of the things that we learned can carry over.
There's some good things. I mean, why are we thinking of bad things?
I know.
I think there was a lot of good things that came out of this.
I
really do.
I feel bad saying that at times.
Right.
Because I know people have lost their lives. People have lost their jobs. Small businesses have lost their livelihoods.
Right.
So I feel bad saying that there were moments throughout all of this that I found to be, for me personally, and you, and our family and our situation where it wasn't as impacted or it wasn't as affected. And that doesn't mean something else isn't going to impact or something else isn't going to happen. But I think that's what God's intention is that in these, as you were saying, in all of the seasons, mm-hmm. no matter what this season is, you can prosper.
Yep.
You can find hope. You can
It's an attitude. It's definitely an attitude more than anything.
In the season. Yeah. Grow in that season.
If we would just stop for a second and realize that hope is in your mind. Freedom is in your mind. Christ is in your mind. And you need to just realize that it's all an attitude. Whatever you see with your eyes is just that. It's what you see with your eyes. But the physical realm has nothing to do with the supernatural realm. Mm-hmm. And God has so much going on in a supernatural realm that we just need to focus on that. Because from that comes a lot of hope, comes a lot of victory over what we're going through. And there's a lot of ways. God is in a business of detours. He knows how to he knows that. He knows how to do detours
very
well. What a
detour in 2020 for so many people, right?
Exactly. But he knows that very well. Just give him the reins. Surrender. If you say God, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, then you're not Lord anymore. You know, there's only one Lord. So pick one. It's either you or him. And if he's in control, then let him be in control. We all need to realize that he's in control of our lives. So he got us. And if we surrender to that, if we know that, we're going to be all right.
I want to talk a little bit about Derrick Henry, who's coming up. And you'll hear this conversation with Derrick Henry shortly. And I was really excited to have an opportunity to sit down and chat with him because he puts on his face in the eye black that we wear as athletes. I remember I used to wear. So when I played high school baseball at St. John Newman in South Philadelphia, I didn't have the eye black. Right? No? I didn't have the
what
eye black.
What is that, by the way?
So it's something you go to, like, sporting goods store, and it's like, you know, it's called an eye black, and you put it underneath.
Oh, it's called it.
It's called eye black, and you put it here underneath your face.
Okay.
And it's supposed to, the sun reflects off that, so if you don't want to wear sunglasses. So that helps the glare. Some guys wear it at night games because it helps reduce the glare from the lights hitting their eyes. So what we did is we'd get a piece of cork. So we didn't have eye black. We didn't have the $3 or the $2 to buy
charcoal or something.
Right? So we would get the
wow.
We would get a piece of cork.
Cork?
Yeah, cork, like from champagne bottle or from anything.
What did that do?
You'd burn it. And then you put the and then that would make the eye black.
Creative.
On there. So I remember one game. I forget. I think we may have been playing Father Judge High School. I don't remember the team that we were playing. So we got the piece of cork, lit it, and then put the eye black on, and then threw it in the grass. And it started burning like a patch of the grass in the outfield. I was like, we're starting a forest fire with this eye black. But anyway, so Derrick Henry wears the eye black and he does a cross on his face underneath his helmet. So when he's running, you don't see because he got a helmet on, but he gets to the sideline after scoring a touchdown, takes it off, and you see the cross puts on there. So I was excited to sit down and get an opportunity to chat with Derrick, and you know, we talk about all these different things. We talk about his season.
Did
we talk about playing. And I didn't tell him that story, and it's funny because Derrick, I was told through a Titans beat writer who covers, like, he's not much of a talker, right? Mm. So as we're having this conversation, I'm like, yeah, he's not much
should
of
I
a
tell him
much
should
of
I not?
much of a talker. But when I get to that point and I start talking about, well, I want to talk about you wearing a cross on your face.
Yeah,
it was like we did it through Zoom, so I could see him. He got excited.
Oh, that's cool.
And he wanted to talk about it.
That's
so
good.
That was really, really cool. Yeah. And we get to talk about that. I asked
when
Derrick
God
Henry.
God is real in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It lights you up.
Exactly. So this is our final show before Christmas.
Yeah.
We want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas, an awesome Christmas. And remember, hope comes with the birth of our Savior. Up next, you're going to hear Tennessee Titans star running back Derrick Henry. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show with Rob and Remy Motti.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's dairy stores now operate 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenient store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest. Coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc., is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate plan documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266, like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
Hey, this is Jerome Bettis, former running back from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show. Rob Motti with Remy. If you're tuning in for the first time on radio, you can go to faithonafieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an awesome lineup of guests, so you can listen anytime at your convenience. You can also find us on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean, as well as iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field. If you sign up for our weekly email list, we'll send each episode right to your inbox. Make sure you also follow us on our social media platforms. I'm at Rob Motti on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, at Real Rob Motti on Instagram, and Remy is at Remy Motti on all of her social platforms. We'll let you know about speaking appearances and events that we're doing or hosting. You can go to my YouTube channel and listen to some of my recent messages. You can also find some longer interviews there that I do for my AP Pro Football podcast. We put some of the full interviews on the YouTube as well. Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry leads the NFL with 1,532 yards rushing. He's tied for the league lead with 14 touchdowns on the ground. Last year, Henry led the league with 1,540 yards and 16 TDs, so he's closing in on career highs this season. He should get the yardage this week. Thanks to Henry, the Titans reached the AFC Championship game last year. They're 9-4 this season. I sat down with Derek in October. We chatted about the Titans' success, him playing for Coach Mike Vrabel, Derek becoming the new Old Spice guy with a commercial, and much more. Here's my conversation with Derrick Henry.
Derrick, you guys played in the AFC Championship game last year, and you got off to a 5-0 start before you finally lost the game to Pittsburgh. How much better do you think this team is this season, and how much does that playoff experience last year help you guys?
Well, I think we appreciate last year and leaving that in the past. Gotten off to a great start playing with us as a team, fortunately, we came up short this past week to Pittsburgh. But it's a lot of things that, we can improve on. And we did some good things in that game that we want to continue to build off of and just keep getting better week after week as a team.
When people talk about some of the best teams in the league, Derek, sometimes the Titans get overlooked. You hear Chiefs, you hear Steelers, you hear Ravens, Seahawks, Packers. Sometimes Tennessee gets overlooked. Do you ever feel a lack of respect? Do you even care about things like that?
Nah, we don't really try to pay attention to all those things. We just take the underdog approach and just keep working and keep getting better as a team. And that's the only thing that, you know, we're really worried about. Control what we can't control as a team.
When you get ready to face a team like Cincinnati that's bottom five against the run, does it get your juices flowing at all, or do you approach this just like you would any other game, any other opponent, whether they're good against the run, whether they're not, they don't excel against the run, no matter what it is? What is your mindset like?
You just said it perfect right there. That's exactly my approach to it. I don't really get into all the stats and, you know, where they're ranked and stuff like that. So another opportunity, another challenge. Anybody in this league, you know, can be beat. It's a tough league. And, you know, just another challenge to go against defense. And, you know, looking forward to it.
You play for Nick Saban at Alabama. Mike Vrabel's got a different style. What is he like? What's his best asset? I mean, I've seen a lot of coaches. You don't see a lot of guys who are going to jump in that running back drill and try and knock the ball away from you working on a stiff arm like Mike does. What do you like about playing for him?
Because he's played in the league, so he knows what it's like. He's been in this game a long time, so he knows the ins and out. He studies the game a lot. Always make sure we're well prepared. He's hands-on, like you said, getting in the drills. And he's a player's coach, and, you know, it's a fun coach to play for.
Because he played in the league, do you think sometimes he doesn't get – he's a really smart dude. You go back to that playoff game against New England last year, outsmarted Bill Belichick, a lot of people will tell you. Do you think because he's a former player, he may not get that attention or that recognition as a really smart X's and O's type of guy?
I don't think coach really, you know, is worried about that or pay attention to things like that. I think eventually if you keep doing your job at a high level and making sure that your team's well prepared and eventually all the things to come, I think he's just focused on what we do as a team, how we improve, how we go out there and play, you know, each and every week. And I think that's been his main focus since he's been here.
Derek, who were some of the running backs that you grew up watching, enjoyed watching, tried maybe to emulate? Was there anybody that you looked at and said, man, that's my guy?
Not really try to emulate, but guys, I love watching when I was a kid and, you know, being able to get a chance to play football and playing a running back position. I can go on and on. But the old schools, Eric Dickerson, Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders. I was a big LT fan. Eddie George, Wookie Williams, Freeze Holmes, Arian James, Fred Taylor, Sean Alexander, Larry Johnson, Earl Campbell, all the great backs that you can think of. Even Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, before I got leave, I'm a big fan of those guys.
Yeah, you ain't leaving nobody out.
Nobody out. I just love the position. I love, you know, watching guys be great.
You mentioned some names in there, guys from my childhood that is way before yours. Guys like Eric Dickerson, guys like Emmitt Smith, Earl Campbell. Even I was a little kid. I don't remember watching him too much. Like, did you watch tape? Did you watch film? And what did you see on some of those really older guys?
So what's so funny is when I was a kid, I really had much to do. I was always watching NFL Network when they had those old NFL films come up. And it's always had like the 1980s great backs or just like this all the old school backs of back in the day. And I always watch clips of, you know, when they show games of when they play, or even show highlights, even Gale Sayers, you know, just all the old school dudes to leading up to, you know, to now. Just always watched it and always was in awe anytime I got to watch any of those guys that I named.
You're a punishing runner. If you're a defender, you don't want to get in Derek's way. How much do you enjoy delivering a hit before getting one?
Position, you know, you have to be physical because we get hit so much, and you definitely want to deliver the ball to the defender before, you know, they deliver the ball to you. And, you know, all the guys on defense definitely try to rally and tackle you and get to the ball. So you definitely want to get on the defender, be physical, and get north and south, you know, as quickly as possible when you get that scene.
Well, that style of running obviously makes you very popular. And Old Spice's new commercial, it's got you stiff-arming guys. It's got you carrying the defenders and all that stuff. How much – did you have any input in that commercial? Do they say, hey, what do you think of this? Do you want to – because I'm looking at it going, man, look, he's carrying guys outside and going all that stuff. And what did you think of it?
Man, I was just excited and happy to be a part of it. You know, they've had many NFL stars star in their commercials, and I'm just excited to – be a part of the Old Spice Unstoppable Sweat Defense campaign, starting in the new commercial that's on YouTube right now. We use Old Spice here in the Titans locker room each and every day, and Old Spice product is all over the NFL locker rooms and stadiums. Old Spice Sweat Defense, you know, it gives you the confidence to take on anything that comes your way on and off the field. And it's blessed to be a part of, you know, the commercial and this campaign.
What's it mean to you? You hear some of the names, Old Spice guys, Brian Urlacher, Hall of Famer, Ray Lewis, Hall of Famer, names like that. And, of course, Wes Welker, Von Miller. And here you are, you know, you're next in line. What's that mean to you?
Just very cool. I've been watching the commercials since I was a kid and using Old Spice since I was a kid because of those commercials, you know. And I love football and love the superstar that they use in their commercials. So it's like a dream come true to be able to actually have own commercial, be a commercial team of Old Spice. So it's definitely a surreal experience.
Derek, your journey to the NFL, winning the Heisman Trophy, getting drafted in the second round, had to wait a little bit behind DeMarco Murray a couple years, and now here you are, the big-time guy, featured guy, getting these commercial endorsements and getting a big contract. To go from Heisman Trophy waiting, was there anything that you had to learn, patience or anything along the way, and what helped you? Because it's got to be somewhat difficult sometimes to be the guy, then wait your turn, and then finally get that opportunity and then make the most of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all God's timing. Things happen for a reason, especially, you know, in this game. And if you're a competitor, you definitely want to play right away, have an impact right away. But, you know, that was a situation for me right then and there when I came in the league. A lot of guys that helped me, I called and asked for advice, who's been in the league, that played in this league a long time at a high level, and the coaches as well, college coaches. So, you know, just, you know, being patient, waiting until my opportunity came and taking advantage of it when it got here.
You said something there, and I wanted to mention before you go, because, and I don't care what you do on the field, the thing I appreciate most about you, man, is the cross that you put right there underneath on your face. Tell me about that, what that means to you, man, because kids see that. A lot of people see it. It leaves an impact without you even having to say a word. So what goes into that, and what does your faith mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I pray all the time, always thankful for all my blessing, you know, that God has given to me and my family. My grandmother always told me, you know, always keep God first, always thank him for everything going in your life, good or bad. I always thought, I was like, what can I do to show off, basically to show off God? What can I do to, you know, more than just, you know, a celebration or, you know, things like that? So I just thought maybe I could put the cross on my face. You know, it's like he's out there with me, you know, playing and, you know, doing the things that I'm doing.
What kind of brotherhood do you guys have on the team? Obviously, it's different this year than normal years. Is there a good, like, fellowship, a good bond where guys maybe get together for, I know a lot of teams, and I'm in Philly, so the Eagles do this, where they do Bible study and they go to chapel and stuff like that. Do you guys do, is there a nice little brotherhood there in Tennessee?
Yeah, we have chapel here on Sundays and days that, you know, we're off, you know, throughout the season, have a good chapel here. And, you know, even before the game, we all get together and pray as teammates, and you know, Brett currently leads the prayer. We all hold hands and go through prayer right before the game.
Well, Derek, man, I appreciate you joining me. Thank you for spending a few minutes, and keep doing your thing, man. You're not only one of the best players out there, but I call that being an ambassador for the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Take care.
That was Titans star running back Derek Henry. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show with Rob and Remy Mahdi.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Caron University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Caron is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Caron is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at caron.edu/visit.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desire to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hera Egg Breakfast Sandwich made with 2 farm fresh eggs, cheese, and choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll makes your morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz & Watson premium meats and cheeses freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc., is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have 2 daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate plan documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266 like I did to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
This is JT Romito and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. I want to take a minute to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. Please check them out on our website, Cairn University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. We really appreciate our partnership with all of them, so thank you so much. If you'd like to be a sponsor for our show, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We have various packages, whether you want to be part of our radio show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly, 97.9 ESPN in Tallahassee, or 107.5 Alive. If you want to be part of all 3, or just a podcast, or our social media, we post video clips of our interviews. So there's a variety of ways, a ton of ways that you can partner with us and help Faith on the Field and help us grow the ministry. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. We're on 2. We're in PA, we're in Florida, and we're coming to a state near you. If you don't have a business to advertise on, but if you just want to help our ministry grow, we now have a donate button on our page at faithonthefieldshow.com. Thank you to Derrick Henry for being a guest this week. Look forward to watching him run the rest of the season and into the playoffs. Love his power style, stiff-arming guys, knocking them out of the way on his way to the end zone. Big thanks to Doug Horton and Pastor Scott Foreman for all their hard work for Faith on the Field. Scott put together an awesome video, a best of top 10 moments for 2020, so we look forward to sharing that with you next week. Thank you to 97.5 The Fanatic Philadelphia, 97.9 ESPN Tallahassee, 107.5 Alive, and Rhythm Mix Radio for airing Faith on the Field Show. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference, be a blessing.